This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Twenty-one people lost their lives and 40 others were rescued after a fire broke out at a hotel in Malviya Nagar in Delhi this morning. DCP of South Delhi, Anant Mittal, said the fire has been successfully extinguished with the assistance of 8 fire tenders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the fire incident. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that authorities are providing all possible assistance to those affected. He also wished a speedy recovery to the injured. Mr. Modi also announced an ex-ratio of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party of Nepal, Rabi Lamichhane, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Nepal is a priority partner under India's Neighbourhood First policy. He added that India looks forward to collaborating with the new government to elevate the special and multifaceted relationship between the two countries to greater heights. The Prime Minister also welcomed the desire of Mr. Lamichhane to work closely together for a shared and prosperous future. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the National Conclave on Strengthening of Integrated Tribal Development Agencies and Integrated Tribal Development Projects in New Delhi. Addressing the occasion, the President said that tribal society living across the country is culturally very rich and efforts must be made to bring the tribal community forward. Ms. Murmu expressed concern that there are still some sections of tribals who are unaware of the various schemes of the government.
पीएम जनमन योजना के तहत जनजातीय समुदाय में भी सबसे पिछड़े समूहों के 20,000 से अधिक गांव तक विकास कार्यक्रम को पहुंचाने का लक्ष्य है। हम सब जानते हैं 75 जो ग्रुप्स वो है पीबीटीजी सबसे पिछड़े अभी भी और कोई पेड़ के मंच के रहते रहते हैं, उनके कोई जमीन नहीं, जमीन था लेकिन रिकॉर्डेड नहीं, इसलिए उनको जमीन देकर घर बनाना, उनके हर चीज के लिए अधिकारी लोगों को जितने कर्मचारी लोगों का दायित्व है।
West Bengal's former ruling party, the Trinamool Congress, is in turmoil and on the verge of split. Expelled TMC MLA Ritobrata Banerjee claims the support of nearly 60 MLAs, a number that could decisively shift the control in the assembly. His faction has already written to Speaker Ratindra Bose asking to be recognised as the real TMC. In a counter move, TMC announced Shobhandev Chattopadhyay as the leader of the House with Ashima Patra and Nayan Bandopadhyay as deputies and Farhad Hakim as the chief whip. The Supreme Court has constituted a high-powered expert committee to conduct an independent review of the centre's report on the definition and delineation of the Aravali Hill Range. The committee will be headed by Kanchan Devi, Director General of the Indian Council of Forestry Research and Education. The panel has been asked to submit its report by 31st of August this year. The Apex Court said an impartial and scientific assessment is needed to address key issues related to the protection of the Aravali ecosystem. The court had earlier stayed the implementation of an Environment Ministry report submitted in October last year and called for a fresh review by independent experts. India has surpassed America in annual solar capacity additions to become the world's second largest solar growth market in 2025. India has crossed a remarkable 155 gigawatt of installed solar capacity, helping achieve country's 50% non-fossil fuel capacity target and fulfill its nationally determined contributions ahead of schedule. Highlighting the remarkable achievement, Union Minister for Renew and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today said the country's solar growth story is setting global benchmarks. Karnataka Congress Legislature Party leader D.K. Shivkumar will be sworn in as the 25th Chief Minister by Governor Thavar Chand Gehlot at 5 past 4 p.m. in Bengaluru today. Former Home Minister Dr. G. Parmeshwar will be sworn in as the Deputy Chief Minister. Along with them, 12 legislators are to be sworn in as ministers today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.